I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I ain't gonna be a friend, I just can't handle business. Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now today, I got a very special guest on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat, so take some notes. This man is an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur. You got the word serial on top of that. Author, he's a speaker, he's the owner of the Food for Thought Network, and we're going to dive into his process, his mindset, you know, and everything he's doing to help inspire others and help others obtain their goals. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Lee, how you doing, King?
How you doing, King? I just want to thank you so much for that beautiful introduction, man. It's an honor and it's a pleasure to be speaking with you today, man.
Likewise, man. You know, I know we've been trying to schedule this for quite some time, but we finally got it together. And man, I'm excited, man. You know, it seems like our mindsets kind of align with the goals that we have set for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's an honor to have you on the call today. And man, as I mentioned earlier, you know, this show's about getting insider information from celebs and entrepreneurs on how to become an industry professional, especially with someone like you. I mean, I clicked the link in your bio and just saw do this, do that. And I was like, yo, when do you got time to chill? You know what I'm saying? But that's good, though, because, you know, at this day and age in everyone's lives, you know, we should definitely be diversifying our talents, you know, our attention to, you know, diversify our portfolio when it comes to the things we want to be involved in without spreading ourselves so thin, you know. So, you know, the conversation I want to have with you today is how you even got to a point where you can work for yourself this way, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they still figuring it out. They still got their 9-to-5s and they can't really do entrepreneurship as effectively as you. So that's the conversation I want to have today. But let's start off from the beginning, man. Where you from?
Yes, sir. So I'm from South Florida. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hey, I used to live in Tampa, man. 813.
I actually lived in Tampa as well. Before I moved to Atlanta, I was living in Tampa. So shout out to
Tampa.
Where
in Tampa?
I live not too over there by Bush, across from Bush Gardens.
Oh, okay. Bush by, what's that mall? University Mall, around that area, right?
Yeah, around that area.
I was in TC. Yeah, it's Town and Country, but they call it Town and Compton.
Town and Country. I know where that is. I lived there shortly for about, you know, almost a year. Me and my girlfriend, we actually had moved up there. You know, we were living down south for a little bit. We moved up there. I was helping her mother with a company that she had. And then, you know, it was time for us to go. And so we went back down south. And then from there, we actually packed up everything and moved to Atlanta. It's an interesting story from there, man. But originally, I'm from South Florida. My parents are Jamaican. So, you know, got the Caribbean blood in me as well.
Nice. That's what's up. Yeah, Dominicano here, Papi. You know what I'm saying? So we got island flavor. You already know.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all the islands everywhere, man. Hard workers, man.
Talented. Yeah, man, definitely no strangers to hard work. That's a fact. That's a super fact. So yeah, man. So I see. I'm very interested in that book you got out. It's called The Secret Sauce. You know how you went from zero to six figures during the pandemic. You know, I like to learn more about that. You know, without giving too much. You know, because we got to make sure people buy the book and support.
Yes, sir.
Dive in a little bit on how you accomplished that goal and, you know, the key points that people can utilize to do, you know, the same thing.
Awesome. You know, absolutely. You know, a lot of people, you know, they have ideas that stuck in their head. It might be $1 million idea, maybe a six figure idea, but the problem is it's stuck in their head. So the goal is to actually bring it to fruition. So one of the things that people have trouble with is actually bringing the idea to life, right? They say, I don't have any money. I don't know where to start, all these different things. And so, you know, upon building my girlfriend's mother's company 3 years ago, you know, we noticed that we were doing certain things that actually worked, you know, things that we applied and different things that we did that actually worked, that actually produced. And, you know, one of the things was using other people's money, so leveraging other people's money. So one of the things that we did was we picked the idea or, you know, something that we knew that would result in some type of money, whether it's like something that you like to do. So whether you know how to cook, whether you know how to make clothes, you know how to cut hair. Okay, cool. Now, what you want to do is let people know that you do it. Kind of like build a brand around it and actually get it out there And so one of the things that, you know, people have trouble with is actually selling their stuff. And so in the book, we talk about different ways how to sell. We talk about mindset. We talk about how to create your website for free. You have to have something where people actually can, you know, click and, you know, find you. We talk about marketing. We're talking about how to attract your perfect, you know, customer. It's a lot of different things in there, but really, and ultimately, we talked towards the end, we talk about mindset. One of the most important things is your mindset. If you don't believe that you can do something, if you don't, you know, leverage your resources, leverage people around you, you'll never get started. And so that's really the secret sauce, man, just leveraging, you know, leveraging all the opportunities around you. There's opportunities, there's resources that you have, you just don't know it. So that's really what the secret sauce is in a nutshell. And we kind of show people how to do that in the book as well.
Now, that's what's up, man. I'm a firm believer of your network being your net worth. You know what I'm saying? Definitely having those, you know, not just high net worth people, but people that just align with your goals, you know, around you and kind of utilizing the resources that they bring to the table for your benefit as well as for their, you know, because you want to add value to them as well. And it'll just begin a relationship that'll slowly build over time. And you can do that with multiple people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a firm believer of that as well. So I'm with you 100%, my brother. Tell me, why are you so passionate about, you know, inspiring others and helping people? Like, where does that come from?
Man, that's a good question, man. And I just want to say, man, you know, that really, it just started from just not believing in myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like for a very long time, I was everybody's cheerleader. You know, I still am in a sense, but I was everybody's cheerleader. But when it came to my own self, when it came to my own ideas, my own dreams, my own visions, and my own hustlers and hustles and everything, I didn't have that for myself. And so I had to really look within myself and ask myself why. You know, and a lot of that stuff stems from just the way you were raised. It stems from childhood, you know, like your environment. And so I had to ask myself, what was I missing? And I was missing that self-love. Right. And so once I was able to kind of identify that love within myself, I was like, man, there's other people out here that's doing, you know, they're missing the same thing. So that's my goal, to inspire people to look within themselves, to become the best version of themselves. Because when you know who you are, can't nobody tell you, no, can't nobody, you know, can't nobody paint, you know, can't nobody paint that picture of you. You're the author of your life, you know. And so once I was able to identify that love for myself, I was like, that's that missing piece. That's that secret sauce that other people need to know as well.
100%, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, before all of this, I was in that same boat. I was the insecure one. I was everybody. I was trying to push people to get them in better positions, you know, because ultimately I felt like I could live dreams through them. But that's true too. But a lot of it was because, you know, I didn't believe in myself and what I wanted to do at the moment. So I just kind of try to, you know, ultimately finding myself all over the place, but not happy inside, you know what I mean? So once again, I figured out what it was that I was good at and left alone what I wasn't good at and just honed in on what was giving me the results I wanted. You know, I kind of just stuck to that and things started growing over time. So I'm with you 100%, man. You know what I'm saying? I know that feeling, man. It hurts, man, because it's hard to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to always be stuck in the shell, because at a point in time, you get comfortable being that way. You know what I'm saying? But when you start, life start kind of passing you by and the results you want aren't met, it kind of forces you to get out that shell and become this person that you ultimately are. You just weren't prepared to step into that door yet. You know what I mean? So I'm with you 100% on that, brother.
100%. Yes, sir. I actually, you know, my first book that I wrote, I actually wrote my book a few years ago. I released my book during the pandemic. My first book is called The Metamorphosis of Me. And it's a book of poetry and art, and it's a short collection of the art. And that was pretty much talking about that process, you know, just becoming that butterfly, starting off as a caterpillar, you know, in your cocoon and everything, and life is passing you by. But you want to be able to fly. You know, the butterfly has no choice but to fly. But we let life, we let circumstances, we let our paradigms, we let traumas, other people, you know, keep us, you know, curled up. But you gotta grow, you gotta blossom. Change is inevitable, and you have to change in order to grow, man. So I agree 100%.
That's what's up, man. Tell me about the Food for Thought Network, man. You know, what's the mission behind that?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking, man. So Food for Thought Network, man. So when it comes to Food for Thought, man, I decided a few years ago that I want everything that I create, because I'm a creator, I want everything that I think and create to be nothing but substance for your mind, your body, and your soul. And so Food for Thought Network is a network that I'm building from the ground up. It's not where I want it to be yet, you know, but it's going to definitely get there. And so it comes from speaking. It comes from, like, just overall entrepreneurship, We're going to have, like, you know, the productions. We're going to have content creation. We're going to have everything housed under one entity, one body, you know. And so I want everything that I do to inspire the world, the masses, to know that, yo, if I can do it, you can too. It all depends on what you're feeding. You want to feed yourself the right thing. So with, you know, with TV, with social media, a lot of the things that we consumed or we are, you know, it's portrayed in front of us is not really the best, you know, especially coming from entertainment. You might have seen a lot of crazy stuff, man. So a lot of the times people are consuming the wrong information, the wrong type of content, and it's clogging their mind. It's like, we need to do like a factory reset, like on the computer. And so with Food for Thought Network, I want to be able to, you know, broadcast positivity, inspiration, motivation, showing people that, yo, you can do this. You know what I'm saying? You have the ability to think and create. You have the ability to create the life that you want to live. You have the right, it's your birthright to be successful. 9 times out of 10, people don't believe they could be successful because they don't know what it looks like. They don't know what it feels like. So my job, my role is to show you what it looks like from different people, not just myself, but people from all over the world, all different walks and all walks in life, is sizes, ages, creeds, race, genders, and everything. And so that's Food for Thought Network in the whole.
I love that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, sometimes it's not the message, it's the messenger it came from, you know what I'm saying? That sure connects with certain people, especially being from our color or from our background, our origin, wherever you were from. You know, a lot of times, you know, a teacher telling me the same advice, my boy that I'm with every day telling me, you know, it hit different, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you're exposing the keys to success and how success looks from different people's viewpoints, you know, because it may resonate with somebody and not the other, but the message is still the same. The mission is still the same. So that's what's up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
That's what's up, man. What I was going to ask something, because it's like, even with information like that, that's so valuable, you still have people that really haven't encountered this page in their life. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That they can receive this information, fully understand it, and apply it, you know, based on everything they were taught or practiced up to that point. So it's like, it may not click for them, right? So how do we reach those people that, I guess, haven't reached this point in life where they're seeking information, looking to grow from within and out and become, you know, successful?
Absolutely, man. That's a great question that I have to ask myself, you know, very often. I'm sure you ask yourself that with the content you produce.
Yeah, I don't know the answer, so I was hoping you'd help me out.
Absolutely, man. I think and truly, man, you know, it's just being consistent, you know, and just being consistent and persistent, because at the end of the day, people have to make that decision and come to grips with themselves. They have to want it for themselves. You know, you can't, no matter how hard you want to, you know, try to make people get it, to take this information, like, yo, the answer is right here. You know, the answer is in the book. The answer is right here, right in plain sight in your face. But until somebody is receptive and they're willing to receive it, is when they're going to actually, you know, gravitate to that information. Because, like, for example, what I'm doing now is so interesting, because there's people in my life who used to tell me that I was great. There's people who used to, you know, pour into me, like, yo, read this book, listen to this person. But I wasn't in the place to receive it. It wasn't until I was on my ass. It wasn't until I graduated from college and I was like, man, what's next? What do I want to do next? What do I want for myself? Is when I was like, man, like, I started looking into personal development. I started to look into, you know, these different things. So I feel like the person just has to be ready. You can set the foundation. You can set the table for that person. But until that person is ready to pick up the fork and eat that food for thought, you know, that's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to be. So I feel like just do the work. As long as you do the work, those people will come. They're going to come. They got to find you, though. You have to attract those type of people, that audience, because at the end of the day, people are going to be people. You got to think about where you were a few years ago. You probably wouldn't see yourself where you are now, but because of that mindset shift and that consistency and that hard work and dedication and those sleepless nights that you did, that's where you are now. So people just got to be ready for it, man. Opportunity comes to those who seek it.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. You only could lead them to the water, man. You can't make them drink it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's hard, though, because you're making this good stuff and nobody's, you know, paying attention, or we don't think people are paying attention. People are always watching, even if they don't say they are, you know. And so you just got to keep going. You just got to keep doing it no matter what. And that's what I tell myself, because I don't think I get the love all the time that I deserve, but I do it anyway. It's not about the recognition. It's about the goal. It's about the purpose. So
that's a fact. You a Leo?
Nah, I'm not a Leo. I'm a Taurus, actually.
Okay, now the reason why I asked is because I feel the same way as well when it comes to wanting that praise, that not necessarily wanting it, but, you know, sometimes not feeling we don't get the credit we deserve. But sometimes I think that's a Leo thing because, you know, we like to be treated like kings no matter what.
It's in my chart, though. It's funny. It's in my chart. I was actually getting a reading the other day. I forgot where, but it's in there, though. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Guys, I got
Leo, Scorpio in there.
Yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. So tell me about the Young Mogul podcast, the Fly on the Wall podcast. If you got any other podcasts in the work, we might be doing a podcast. Who knows? You know, talk to me.
Absolutely, man. So the Young Mogul podcast is actually something that I created with my queen. Shout out to Natalia. When you do watch this, it's something because I feel like me and her, well, one, you're the sum of the five people closest to you. And so only person that's really around me is my queen, to be honest. Like, God has separated us so we can elevate. So the only person I'm really around is my queen. And so I feel like we have the best conversations to known to man. And half the time, I feel like our life is just a big show, a big podcast. So what we've decided to do was actually, you know, take some of our conversations, the recorded conversations, maybe pick a topic and put it out there to the masses. And so a young mogul, what a young mogul is pretty much a young boss. And so when we say young mogul, we spelled mogul instead of spelling it the normal way, M-U-G-U-L. We spelled it M-O-G-O-A-L, so which is mogul, right? Yeah. And so in order to be successful, in order to be a boss, you got to have more goals and you have to execute those goals. It's not just about having goals. It's about actually execute upon those goals. So that's something that we actually started. We actually getting back towards that. It kind of felt, because we do a lot of different things, and the real goal for 2020 and 2021 was focus. So we kind of let that, you know, go, but we're building it back up. One of my things that I'm really proud of right now is the podcast that I have now, which is the Fly on the Wall show, brought to you by Food for Thought Network. Of course, it's actually, you know, something that I wanted to do for years. I actually thought of the idea the end of 2018, like the day before, like New Year's Eve, right before 2019. But it wasn't up until the pandemic when I actually decided to actually go out and get it. And so here we are now. The Fly on the Wall show is pretty much, you know, what we're doing here, wanting to have intimate conversations with powerful people about every type of subject, $1 million conversations, $1 million ideas, you know, inspiring people to think, to create freely, to chase their dreams, you know, to look within themselves and, you know, kind of like show people what success looks like from various different people, like industry experts, entrepreneurs, and creatives all around the world.
Well, that's what's up, man. Well, I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to see more episodes of it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's super dope. For the Food for Thought Network, is this just only your content exclusively that you're developing, or is it a hub for other podcast stores to possibly join?
Absolutely. Hold on, give me one second. Somebody's just calling me. Sorry about that. I was getting a call. Sorry about that. Yes. And so to answer your question, right now it's currently my content, but the overall goal for Food for Thought Network is to be a hub for other, you know, other creatives and other creators to actually have their content on it. As long as our values align, I want to be that hub to send your stuff to the masses. So yes, to answer your question, it's not just about me. It's about, you know, the whole community of people, all the creators, all the entrepreneurs, all the dreamers, having that central hub to, you know, to be able to promote yourself to people that want what you have.
Gotcha. No, that's what's up, man. That's originally what I wanted to do with Sleep is for Billionaires, you know, the podcast network, you know, it's got like a hub for podcast stores, you know, as long as it aligned with the stuff that I represent, you know. So I think that's definitely a avenue to go towards, because, you know, once you get the subscriber count up, you know, you can ultimately, you know, put a number on it and sell it. You know, that was my goal.
Absolutely.
I'm not even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you familiar with Earn Your Leisure?
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're the biggest. So, yeah, you know how,
those guys.
So similar to how they're doing with like these different people, like, so you have Ash Cash, you have Sleepers for Suckers, mm-hmm. you know, all
shout
these different.
Shout out to David.
Shout out to Dave. Have you had the chance to have him on your show yet?
Not yet, but we did meet in person because so I'm good friends with 19 Keys. You know, we used to live in the same building. And Keys went to go speak, and I went to go filming for him. And Dave was one of the speakers there at this school. It was like you know, one of those schools for like kids that like to fight a lot. You know, like one of the
absolutely.
So yeah, so that, and then I got introduced to him there, and we chopped it up and stuff like that. So yeah, but I've definitely reached out. We're gonna do a podcast soon for sure.
So. Absolutely. Great man. I reached out to him as well. He's had a child, so he's a little busy, man. But definitely can't wait to see him on your show. I can't wait to see what's next, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. You know, I love the journey of what they're doing over there. You know what I'm saying? It kind of gives me a step-by-step blueprint on how to, you know, on what deals I want to do or what partnerships I want to align myself with, you know, watching guys like Earn Your Leisure and Sleepers for Suckers Quarter, even the Joe Budden podcast, you know, the Joe Rogan podcast, you know what I'm saying? I look up to those guys as podcasters and watch how they're making moves. Shout out to Smoke Chance, my man Ching Bing Noriega with the Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? I mess with those guys.
The Drink Champs. That's family, man. Shout out to the Drink Champs. Shout out to PFN. Had them on the show as well, man. That's family, man. Shout out to them.
Yeah, man. So it's like this podcast game is interesting. You know, it's definitely opening up a new market for content creators. And it makes it easy to collaborate, you know, because when I came from music, collaborating consisted of, you know, going to the studio, paying a producer for the beat, getting the song mixing master, getting our copyrights and split sheets together and all that jazz. So, you know, it makes the process, you know, a lot more easy to collaborate, which I can appreciate for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Can I ask you a question? No, it's while
hell
we're talking.
Hell yeah. And don't nobody ask me questions. I'm always asking the damn questions.
No, man, it's lit. Man, so we both kind of started our shows like during the pandemic, and you were able to exceed well over 100, man, 100 episodes. Congratulations based off of that. You know, just that, it just shows, you know, your determination, your hustle. You have quality people on your show as well, man. That's amazing. What keeps you going, man? Like, what's something that, you know, like, have you ever had a moment that you wanted to quit? And if not, what keeps you going?
Brother, I have those moments every day. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, it's like, not unfortunately, fortunately, I don't quit, because it's like, I got so many people that are proud of me. I got so many people that are rooting for me. I got so many people that look up to me, that depend on me. So it's just like, you know, for me to stop now, it would be just a waste of everything I've done prior to. You know what I'm saying? I done kind of devoted my life into everything I'm doing now and kind of spoke it into existence and put everything together along the way. So, and I heard a quote from Nipsey Hussle, RIP. You know, he said, you spend all this time trying to get where you're going, it'll be foolish of you to turn around now when you're closer to where you're trying to go than when you started. So it's just like, words like that just add fuel to the fire. You know what I'm saying? Even doubters, man, people that doubt me and don't believe in me will be like, oh, he'll never be nothing, whatever. It's all fuel to the fire, brother. You know, I love proving people wrong. You know what I'm saying? I love to make people proud. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I have my goals are so high, you know? So at the same time, it's like, I kind of always feel like I'm chasing the ultimate goal, but I learned to kind of be present in the moment, manage the moment, and enjoy the moment. You know what I'm saying? To celebrate those small wins. Because even speaking with you today, that's a win for me. We got another episode on the podcast, baby. I'm alive another day to talk about it. You know, these are things we have to celebrate along the way on our journey. So to answer your question.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much, bro. I really appreciate that. And 100%, man, I agree, man. And, you know, the reason why I ask is because just like you said, every day is like you have to keep going. Every day you have to show some type of gratitude to, you know, everything, the whole entire journey, even those moments where it's very uncomfortable. You know, 100 something episodes, I did, you know, thank God I'm almost episode 50. You know, I'm proud of how far I've came, man. You know, like I started my show when I was, you know, the second episode and I was homeless. You know what I mean? You know, 11 episodes, I'm shooting homeless, you know, hotel rooms, and some of the biggest episodes of my life, you know what I'm saying, was homeless, you know what I'm saying? So people ask me all the time, like, what keeps you going? And it's pretty much is everything that you said, looking back and be like, yo, look how far I came. Look what I over, you know, look what I accomplished in such a short period of time, despite what other people are, you know, going through in their own lives. And so that's why I had to ask, man. And trust me, the feeling is mutual, man. The feeling is mutual. So thank you.
No problem, man. You know, and I'm definitely, you know, I would love to talk about, you know, building that that Food for Thought network. I think making it like a hub for other podcasters with their interests aligned with yours, you know what I'm saying, is key, because the more people, and this is my mind frame I was thinking when I was starting the network, is the more people I have involved, the more people that's going to talk about to bring more people to put the eyeballs on it, which will cross paths with the network itself, you know, which I own, you know what I mean? So I think that's something you should apply, and who knows, man, you might get better results, you know what I'm saying? And I love to talk about some type of partnership with that as well, but we could figure it out later. But yeah, absolutely, man. So let the people know where they can follow you, where they can talk with you, where they can book you. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of food for thought that, you know, people need to get spoon fed.
absolutely, man. I appreciate that. If anybody that, you know, wants to connect with me, you can visit my website, imjrlee.com. That's imjrlee.com. That's my Instagram handle as well, imjr.lee. You know, somebody else had the name. It's okay. I'm going to get that soon. imjr.lee. And Twitter is imjrlee as well. If you want to connect with me, if you want to book me, if you want to listen to my podcast, you can visit, you know, everything from there. I have my Beacon page where it has everything as well. But imjrlee, man, you can find me there, man.
Yes, word, sir. Word. That's what's up, man. I can't wait to collaborate with you on your podcast as well. Thank you for doing my show today. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I got a chance to speak with you and my audience get a chance to know you. And I look forward to working with you some more, brother. You know what I'm saying? It seems like we got a lot of interests that align, and I think we could do some great things together, man, for sure.
Definitely, man. Especially when it comes to the music. I love music too. Mm-hmm. I got some things in the work with that as well. So we'll definitely connect some more, man.
Yeah, man, you know, I do songwriting in English and Spanish, you know, I do some rapping as well, so got a project about to come out, so we can definitely collab on that for sure, man, but yeah, let me go ahead and outro this out. Now, thank you, everyone, for this has been another episode of Sleepers for Billionaires, the podcast, my man J.R. Lee, Johnny Vegas. Stay tuned for more episodes to come. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. Make sure you get you some of these good new vintage frames. Shout out to New Vintage, you know, the new sponsor of the show. Stay tuned for more episodes to come, and thank you for watching.
Yeah. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I ain't gonna make a friend. I just can't handle business.